This afternoon, we'd like to use the topic, while it is today, enter the narrow gate.
我们今天早上分享到我们要认清我们生命的本质，我们生命是短暂的。
This morning, we mentioned that we need to recognize the value of our life and that it is short.
生命是掌握在神手上的。
Our life is in the hands of God.
我们人对生命连一分钟都没有办法让它加长的。
In fact, we can't even add 1 minute to the life of ours.
这个是生命在神手上的主权。
This is God's authority that He has over our lives.
我们人只能够接受神所为我们安排人活在世上的时间。
All we can do is to accept the allotted time that God gives to us.
所以每一天，其实我们都在向着这个终点推进。
So every day, it's like we're going closer and closer to the finishing line.
当我们人还没有来到世上的时候，神已经把我们每一个人的年岁、生命的长短都已经定好了。
And in fact, before we were even born into this world, God already established how long we would have in this world.
所以生命的事实是，每一天我们活在世上的日子都变短少了。
So the fact of life is, every moment we live in our life is actually shortening our lives.
我们不知道在我们的前面还有几天等着我们。
We don't know how many days are lying ahead of us.
但是我们知道，我们又少了一天了。
But what we do know is, we lost another day.
但是人往往有一个盲点。
But oftentimes we have this blind spot.
因为我们不知道前面到底还有多长。
Because we don't know how many days we have in the future.
所以我们总是觉得应该还有很多。
Then we always assume that there's a lot of days left.
但常常不是这样子的。
But in fact, it's not always the case.
因为明天发生什么事，我们尚且不知道。
Because we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
所以我们要趁着还有今天的时候。
So while it's still today,
能够做一个最明确的选择。
Let's make a very good decision.
那既然我们人一天一天的变老，生命一天一天的减少。
Now, if we're getting older and older by the day and losing days,
我们生命里面有一件最重要的事情一定不能忘记去做的。
Then there must be one very important thing we cannot neglect to do.
就是要能够进入那个永生。
And that's to enter into eternity.
那这个永生是一个追求的过程。
Eternal life is a process.
这一条路神已经为我们定好了。
It's a road that God has already prepared for us.
那你有一个门，我们一定要进入。
And there is a door that we need to enter.
我们如果进入走上去以后
，If we enter the door and we walk into it,
那么我们不管我们生命前面还有多久
，Then no matter how many days are lying ahead of us,
我们知道在我们前面等着的是永远与神同在、好多无比的盼望。
We are confident that what is awaiting us is something better than anything in the world.
所以当我们知道我们是进入永生这条门路以后，
so once we know that we've entered into this door of salvation,
其实当我们生命一天一天减少了的这个同时，
then as our days go on one by one and we lose life,
我们的生命，我们的心里其实是充满喜乐的。
Our faith, our life is still filled with hope.
因为我们知道等在我们前头的是好的无比，比现在更好。
Because what we know awaits us is something better than beyond comparison.
那我们心里面一定充满喜乐啊。
And if we know this, then our heart naturally will be filled with joy.
有人就等不及我要去领受了。
Some people may can't wait anymore and they want to get it now.
圣经里面告诉我们一个例子，就是使徒保罗。
The Bible gives an example of a person like this, the Apostle Paul.
他已经清楚地看见等待他前面的是一个怎么样美好的一个与神同在、好的无比的地方等着他的。
Paul already clearly saw that God had prepared something waiting for him that was better than anything in the world.
所以说，他说，如果他有选择，他选择现在马上能够跟神同在。
And so he wrote that if he had a choice, he would choose now to leave to be with God.
因为他知道与神同在有多好。
Because he knows that being with God is better than anything.
但同时，他觉得他活在世上有一个目的。
But at the same time, he said living in the world, he has a purpose.
所以他觉得他现在神既然让他活着，他就要尽量帮助弟兄姐妹。可以在这个信仰上能够又长进又喜乐。
And if God allowed him to continue to live in the world, then he would do his best to edify the members to help them to grow.
那表面上好像他放弃那个现在最好的，能够选择那个次好的。
It may seem like temporarily he's putting aside something good so that he can have something better in the long term.
但其实因为他在服事当中，他就体会到神与他同在，现在能够预先尝到那个好的无比的。
But in fact, because he was serving God, he was able to experience God with him, and he could taste the excellent joy right away.
那今天下午我们要来分享，要趁着我们还有今天的时候，要进入这条得救的道路里。
So this afternoon we will share, while it's still today, enter the narrow gate.
我们来看一下《传道书》第十二章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
传道书十二章。
Book of Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
这里提到一节经节。
Mentions here a verse.
第一节
verse 1.
传道书的十二章第一节
Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1.
说要你趁着年幼衰败的日子尚未来到，就是你说我毫无喜乐的那些年日未曾临近之先，当纪念造你的主。
Verse 1. Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come, and the years draw near when you say, I have no pleasure in them.
这里提到这个要趁着年幼，就是还年轻，还没有衰败的日子，就要来纪念造我们的主，我们的神。
It tells us here that remember now our Creator while we still have youth.
那当我们年老衰败的日子，就是我们觉得没有喜乐的那些年日了。
Because when we get older, the days are coming where we feel like there's no joy in life.
那从第二节到第六节，就在描述一个人老了以后一个什么样的情景。
Verse 2 to verse 6 starts to describe that when a person is old, what they will encounter.
到那个时候，其实很多事情人已经力不从心了。
At that point, a lot of things we just can't even determine to do anymore.
到那个时候，有时候即使知道说这条路很好，要走上去，已经走不上去了。
Even though you may say, "Oh, this is a good road that you want to walk on it," but you don't have the ability to do.
你已经没有力气了。
You don't have the strength.
因为已经没有办法，有时候靠着别人，自己想去都没有办法了。
Even by relying on other people, you still may not be able to do what you want.
那这里提到说要纪念造我们的主啊。
Now here it tells us we need to remember the God who created us.
那趁我们还年轻的时候，我们到底要怎样纪念造我们的主
？How exactly while we're young do we remember the God who?
如果我们认清我们的生命是从神是神赐给我们的
，If we recognize that our lives are given to us by God，
那我们的生命存活，神给我们一个目的要去实现
，And that there is a purpose that God has given to us that we need to fulfill。
那我们要纪念这个给我生命的这个主，要有一些方法。
Then there must be a method to remember this creator.
要怎么样纪念呢？
So how do we do this?
我们来看第十一章第十节。
Let's look at chapter 11, verse 10.
第十一章第十节说：所以你当从心中除掉愁烦，从肉体之中克弃邪恶，因为一生的开端和幼年之时都是虚空的。
Verse 10. Therefore remove sorrow from your heart and put away evil from your flesh, for childhood and youth are vanity.
这里提到我们从我们的心里面拿掉愁烦。
It tells us here to remove sorrow from our heart.
那这个愁烦其实是似乎是每一个人都会经历的。
Sorrow, anxiety is something we all will encounter with.
那肉体的邪恶是什么？
But what is the evil in our flesh?
其实愁烦跟肉体的邪恶是有关系的。
Actually, anxiety and sorrow is related to the evil in the flesh.
从哪里来？
Where does it come from?
从罪来的。
It comes from sin.
从我们肉体所带的这个罪性来着。
It comes from the sinful nature of our flesh.
因为我们人会有情欲。
Because we all have our desires.
我们很自然的，如果我们都不要去克服，都不要去想它，很自然就会顺着我们肉体的情欲去走了。
And very naturally, if we don't try to fight against it, we just do what we feel, we will follow this fleshly desire.
那只有靠着神才有办法把这个心中的愁烦把它除掉。
Now only by relying on God can we remove the sorrow from our hearts.
我们把这个愁烦除掉以后，我们才有办法有神的平安跟喜乐。
And only after we remove this sorrow can God's joy and peace be inside of us.
那要从肉体克弃邪恶，其实就是要把罪解决。
But to do this really means we have to deal with the problem of sin.
但是罪这个概念呢，圣经说罪是一个权势，是一个力量给我们压制着。
However, the Bible tells us that sin is a power that oppresses us.
那在这个权势之下，罪的权势之下，人往往没办法做那是对的事。
Oftentimes, under this power and oppression of sin, we can't do the right that we want to do.
这是人最大的无奈。
And this is the biggest inability that we have.
那这个罪的问题，今天只有在耶稣里面才有办法得到解决。
Today, only in Jesus can this problem of sin be dealt with.
那耶稣其实就是神提供给人的一个解决罪的唯一途径。
And Jesus is God's method of allowing us a way to get rid of the sin.
今天如果我们再进一步的查考。
Today, if we take a step further to study this,
那么这里所说的纪念造我们的主有一个方法。
It tells us here that remembering our Creator, there's a method, a way to do this.
我们看第十三节。
Let's look at chapter 12, verse 13.
十二章二十三节说：这些事都已听见了，总意就是敬畏神，谨守他的诫命，这是人所当尽的本分。因为人所做的事，连一切隐藏的事，都无论是善是恶，神都必审问。
13 and 14, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is man's all. For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil.
这里说要敬畏神，守他的诫命。
Tells us fear God and keep His commandments.
今天纪念造我们的主。
Today we need to remember our Creator.
我们将从我们心中的仇恨把它拿掉。
We remove the sorrow in our hearts.
克制我们肉体里面的邪恶。
We overcome the evil in our flesh.
进一步的，我们要去遵守他的诫命。
And then we take a step further to fear His commandments.
我们的生活改变成为一个敬畏神的人。
We change our lifestyle to be a God-fearing one.
敬畏神就好像在我们的心中有一把尺。所以我们什么事情都会用这把尺来衡量看看。
Fearing God means that in our hearts there is this measure that we use, that every time we do something, we measure it against this.
我们知道这个世界上的事情都会过去的，迟早。
We know that one day everything in this world will pass away.
那这些世界上的过去，所以世上的情欲、世上的一些喜乐、哀哭，不管什么事情，有一天都成为历史，成为过去的。
One day, whether it's joy, sorrow, it'll all pass and it'll be history.
那我们的爱、我们的恨，所有的任何一个我们从肉体里面所引申出来的这些情感的事情，全部都过去。
All the love or hate emotions that we have, they all pass.
但是只有一件事可以长存的。
But there's only one thing that will last forever.
我们来看一下约翰一书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章。
1 John chapter 2.
新约圣经约翰一书二章第十七节。
First John chapter 2 verse 17。
二章十七节说：“这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。”
And the world is passing away and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever.
那遵行天神旨意的，就是一个人啊。那个人如果会遵行天父旨意的，他是永远长存的。
A person who does the will of God, he will abide forever.
那世界跟世界上的情欲都要成为过去。
And all the world and its lust will pass away.
那要成为遵行神旨意的人，一定要进入这个门。
But if a person wants to become the one who does the will of God, he needs to first enter the narrow gate.
因为如果没有进入神所为我们预备这个永生的门路，
if we don't enter into the gate that God has prepared for us,
我们永远是在这个世界里面生活。
Then we will always be living in the world.
那有一天我们也要跟这个世界成为过去。
Then that also means one day we too will pass away with the world.
没有办法长存。
We can't endure forever.
那长存其实是永生。
Enduring forever means eternal life.
那所以今天我们要趁着还活着的时候，
today while we're still living,
要进入这个门。
We need to enter this gate.
那要信从这个光。
We need to believe in this light.
因为在这个门里面，在这条路上有一个光在照着，在指引这条路。
Because in this gate and on this road there is a light guiding the path.
来看约翰福音第十二章。
Let's turn to John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章。
The Gospel of John chapter 12.
请看第三十五节。
Look at verse 35.
约翰福音十二章三十五节。
John chapter 12 verse 35.
十二章三十五节，耶稣对他们说：“光在你们中间还有不多的时候，应当趁着有光行走，免得黑暗临到你们。那在黑暗里行走的，不知道往何处去。”
35. Then Jesus said to them, "A little while longer the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going."
三十六节说：“你们应当趁着有光，信从这光，使你们成为光明之子。”耶稣说了话，就离开他们，隐藏了。
36. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of the light. These things Jesus spoke and departed and was hidden from them.
这里主耶稣基督他将我们人生的路分成两个部分。
Here Jesus divides the road of our life into two portions.
有一条路是光明的。
One is a road of light.
有一条路是黑暗的。
One is a road of darkness.
他说，如果这个光还在，趁着这个光要进入这条路。
Jesus said, "If the light is still here, then take the opportunity and walk on this path of
light." 那信从这个光就成为光明之子。
If you believe in this light, then you will become sons of the light.
因为是走在光明中的。
Because you're living in light.
那这个光其实对当时候来说是指的耶稣基督，他还在世上传福音的时候。
To the people at the time, the light referred to Jesus because he was alive and preaching the gospel.
因为当时代很多人听了耶稣的道理，见了耶稣的神迹，他们不会想要来信从这个。他所讲的这个道理啊。
During his time, there were a lot of people who heard Jesus's teaching, saw his miracles, but yet didn't believe him.
他也不相信耶稣就是那个我们需要跟从的对象。
Nor did they believe that Jesus was the one that they needed to follow.
但是主耶稣这里他跟 所有的人提醒说，应当趁着有光，要信从这个光。
But Jesus reminded everyone here, saying, "While the light is still with you, walk with the light."
那要信从这个光以后呢？其实我们的身份也跟着改变。
After we believe in the light, our status actually changes.
因为在黑暗中的是黑暗之子。
Because in darkness we are sons of darkness.
在这个光里面的成为光明之子。
In light we are sons of light.
那成为光明之子，那个最后的结果是不一样的。
And as sons of the light, our result will be different from other people.
重点是要趁着还有光的时候。
But the emphasis is on the point that while it is still light.
那趁着要有光，我们就要进入嘛，哈。
While it's still light, we need to enter the gate.
要付出努力的。
We need to put forth the effort.
所以主耶稣基督他有一次回答一个人的问题啊。
One time Jesus he was answering another person's question.
那这个人问主耶稣说哈，那主啊，得救人少吗？
And the man asked Jesus, "Will few people be saved?"
我们来看一下路加福音第十三章。
Let's start at Luke chapter 13.
路加福音十三章。
Gospel of Luke chapter 13.
看23节啊。
Let's look at verse 23.
路加福音的十三章二十三节。
Luke chapter 13 verse 23。
圣经说有一个人来问耶稣说啊，主啊，得救人少吗？
23. Then one said to him, Lord, are there few who are saved?
二十四节，耶稣就对众人说，你们要努力进窄门。我告诉你们，将来有许多人想要进去，却是不能。
24. And Jesus said to them, strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able.
二十五节说，等到这个家主起来关了门。你们站在外面叩门说主啊给我们开门他就回答说我不认识你们不晓得你们是哪里来的
25. When once the master of the house has risen up and shut the door and you begin to stand outside and knock at the door saying Lord, Lord, open for us and he will answer and say to you I do not know you where you are from
这里是一个人问耶稣
Here a person came to ask Jesus
他关心的问题是得救的人多还少
He was concerned whether there would be few people saved.
但是主耶稣是对众人说
But Jesus said to all people.
所以底下这些信息是对每一个人都要听的
Which means that what Jesus spoke was a message to all of the people listening.
主耶稣没有跟他回答是多少
Jesus didn't say how many people would be saved.
因为这个不是重点
Because that's not the point.
多少不管多少如果这个人不在这个多少当中那有什么用呢
Whether it's many or few, if this person isn't one of them, then what does it matter?
很多很多人，但是我不是其中一个，那也没有意义啊。
If there are many, many people saved, but I'm not one of them, then what's the point?
很少很少人得救，但是我是其中一个，那是多么幸福呢
？But if few people are saved, but I'm one of them, then how big of a joy is that?
所以主耶稣对众人说，要努力进窄门呢。
So Jesus encouraged people, you need to strive to enter the narrow gate.
但是我告诉你们，将来有很多人想要进去，却是不能。
But I tell you, many people will want to enter, but will not be able to.
表示有很多人。并没有真的努力想要进窄门。
What this means is that there are many people who actually don't strive to enter the narrow gate.
那这些人最后是，既然被不能进窄门，就是被关在门外面。
These people, in the end, if they can't enter the narrow gate, that means they're shut outside of it.
那这些人在外面一定会觉得很奇怪。
And these people are shut outside of it, they'll be very perplexed.
但是当时候他们一定会很着急的跟。敲门说：“主啊，你给我们开门，我们想要进去。”
And they were very anxiously knock on the door and say, "Lord, open the door for us."
但是主耶稣回答说：“我不认识你们，不晓得你们是哪里来的，我怎么可以给你们开门？”
But the Lord will respond and say, "I do not know where you're from."
那这里在讲什么
？What is it talking about?
表示说，有很多人他们以为说，如果门关了，我再叩门。主人会开门给我们进去的。
It means that there are some people who feel that as long as they knock on the door, the master will open the door for them.
那这里有一个掌门的人呢、啊、
？So there is a master who watches this gate.
那这个控制门要开门要关是谁
？Who's the one who controls whether the door is open?
那是个这个家里的主人哦。
Of course, it's the master of the house.
那其实用我们现在可以了解的话，就是我们的神，主耶稣基督。
Today, for us to understand, we can say it's Jesus Christ.
那主耶稣说要努力进去。
Here Jesus says you need to strive to enter.
既然耶稣说窄门
If Jesus says it's a narrow gate,
那表示说还有一个宽的门啊。
That also means there must be a broad gate.
那个宽的门是怎么样的情形
And what is this broad gate like?
那个宽的门主耶稣在马太福音第七章这样说
Matthew chapter 7, Jesus described this broad gate.
我们看马太福音第七章
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7.
第十三节
Matthew chapter 7 verse 13.
七章的十三节
Chapter 7 verse 13.
他说：“你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡那门是宽的，路是大的，进去人也多；引到永生那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。”
13. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. 14. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it.
这里主耶稣讲说那个窄门哦，门既然是窄的，那路也是小的，所以找到的人很少。
Jesus says that the gate is narrow, the way is narrow, so few people find it.
那其实主耶稣他这句话早在这个人来问这个问题以前就已经讲过了。
In fact, so Jesus already said these words before that man even asked Jesus the question.
所以这个人他来问耶稣的时候，他问说：“主啊，得救人少吗？”
So when this man came and asked Jesus, Jesus, Lord, will there be few saved?
其实答案已经很清楚了嘛。
The answer is actually already very clear.
可是这个多少不是重点嘛，哈。
But again, the point isn't how many are saved.
主耶稣再一次强调说要努力进窄门。
Jesus again emphasized you need to strive to enter it.
如果我是其中的一个
，If I'm one of them.
那最后 是跟主人在一起。
Then in the end, I will be with the master.
那跟主人在一起，当然就是好的无比喽。
And so, of course, if you're with the master, that's better than anything else.
因为这个主人的家里是有光的。
Because in the master's house there is light.
是喜乐的。
There's joy.
是平安的。
There's peace.
但是反过来，在这个黑暗里面。
Now on the flip side, in the darkness.
不知道往哪里去。
You don't know where you're going.
而且他说，在这个黑暗当中。黑暗中走路的人哦，最后是灭亡的。
And also says that those who walk in the darkness, in the end, will be led to destruction.
那这里要努力是要怎样努力
？How exactly do you strive?
有时候我们常常觉得我觉得我已经够努力了。
Sometimes you might feel, well, I strived enough.
但是这个努力，主耶稣这里他并没有跟这个人说哦。到底多努力算努力的哈
？Jesus never told the man how much effort is considered enough strive.
但其实主耶稣在另外一个地方告诉我们说要怎样努力法。
But Jesus does tell us in another place how to strive.
看马太福音第十一章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音第十一章看第十二节。
Matthew chapter 11, let's look at verse 12.
马太十一章的十二节。
Gospel of Matthew 11 verse 12.
从施洗约翰的时候到如今，天国是努力进入的，努力的人就得着了。
12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force.
我们中文圣经看不出来说到底要怎样努力法。
In the Chinese translation, you may not be able to see how you should strive.
但如果我们懂得英文的人看看英文的翻译。
But if you look at the English text,
它的英文的翻译，它是讲的要努力是用像暴力一样把它夺取的。
It tells you that when you strive, you have to strive as though you're fighting with violence.
我们说一个人如果在路上抢我们的钱，我说这个人抢盗。
If someone comes to rob us on the road, we'll say he's a robber.
哦，他是用暴力把我的东西拿走的。
Because he uses very strong methods to take away your possessions.
这里主耶稣在这个圣经里面，他只是讲的意思。
Jesus,
其实说这个永生这条路是神的。
Jesus here tells us the meaning that this road of life belongs to God.
因为这条路是主耶稣开出来的。
Because Jesus is the one who opened this way for us.
很多人不知道。
A lot of people don't know.
其实是主耶稣已经告诉很多人都知道的。
But Jesus already told many people.
因为这条路已经在众人眼前铺好的。
Because this road was paved in front of them.
只是铺得很难走。
It's just difficult to walk on.
所以很多人他不要。
And so a lot of people rejected it.
但既然是主耶稣，这个主权是主的。
But if it belongs to Jesus.
要怎样努力？
How do you strive for
it? 他说，就好像从主耶稣的手上把它夺过来一样。
Jesus says it's like you have to take it from his hand.
所以是用他用英文是用暴力的方法，用力量的。
You have to use force and violence to take it from him.
所以是要付出相当的代价的。
Which means you have to put in an equal amount of sacrifice.
所以天国路这个窄门这个小路一定不是散步散进去的。
It means that the narrow gate that leads to heavenly kingdom isn't just a walk in the
park. 他说要付出很大代价去把它夺取。
Instead, you have to put a lot of effort to take it by force.
我们付出的力量是要对付谁
？Who do we put this force towards?
因为我们身体有一个情欲。
Because we have desires in our flesh.
会让我们不知不觉的就说啊，干嘛要这么辛苦？我为什么要我要接受这么多的限制
without knowing it, we'll start to think, why should I put so much effort into it? Why should I constrain myself?
那为什么我不可以做我想做的事？
Why can't I just do whatever I want?
我走进去这条路，我是好像变傻瓜一样。
It's like I'm a fool walking on this road.
其实不是。
But that's not the case.
那就是其实是我们人被我们自己的这个私欲情欲骗了。
That's us being deceived by the desires of our flesh.
因为我们以为我们这个身体可以永存。
We think our body will live forever.
那其实我们忘记了一个事实。
But we forget a fact.
这一些东西都会过去。
That everything passes away.
但是唯独走上这条路，在 遵行神旨意的人是永远长存的。
Instead, only those who walk on this way will endure forever.
所以天国是要努力进入的。
So heavenly kingdom needs to be entered by those who strive.
那有些人是进不去哦。
There are some people who will not enter.
这些人以为可以进去，可是却是不能。
They think they will enter, but there are some who will not.
那主耶稣这里在路加福音十三章说哦，他们说他们敲门说主啊，你给我开门。
In Luke chapter 13, it says that the people knocked on the door, saying, "Master, open."
主耶稣说我不认识你们。
And Jesus says, "I don't know you."
为什么这个主人说我不认识
？Why does the master say, "I don't know you"?
那哪些人是主认识的
？Who are those people that God knows?
那主认识的人其实是那些遵行天父旨意的人。
The Lord knows those people who obey His will and do them.
因为耶稣基督他来到世上，把一条路铺给我们看。
Jesus came into the world to pave this way for us to see.
那愿意。照着他的话去做的人，是他认识的人。
The people who are willing to do according to what he says are the people that he acknowledges and knows.
所以圣经说谁可以进去
？So the Bible says who can enter the narrow gate.
马太福音第七章这样说。
Matthew chapter 7 it says.
马太福音七章的二十二节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 22.
当那日，必有许多人对我说：“主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？”我就明明告诉你们，我从来不认识你们。你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧。
22. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
这些神不认识的人，其实看起来是很厉害的人。
The people that God does not know are people who may seem like they're very powerful.
他们可以传奉耶稣的名传道、赶鬼、行异能。
They can preach in the name of Jesus, cast out demons in the name of Jesus.
行神迹啊。
Perform miracles.
但是他却不是一个遵行天父旨意的人。
But yet they're not those who do the will of the Father.
因为二十一节说。
Because 21 it says.
唯独遵行天父旨意的人才能进去。
Only those who does the will of the Father may enter heaven.
那所以。这一条路要努力进入。
This way can only be entered by striving.
那努力就是要去付代价去夺取哦。
Striving means you have to sacrifice something to obtain it.
然后我就照着他的这个路线去走。
And then you will abide by the way, the words of this way to walk on it.
遵行天父的旨意。
To obey the will of the Father.
永远长存。
To endure forever.
他就进入了。
And then you enter.
那进入就是以。这个门关起来，就是跟主人在这个房子里面呢。
And so when the gate is closed, we're inside of the house with the master.
今天这个门，我们一直认为说是会开着的，应该我什么时候想要就会有机会。
We always assume today that this gate will be open for us, and whenever we want, we can enter it.
但是有一个事实，我们有些容易去忽略的。
But it's a reality that we neglect often.
这个门其实哦，不是这个钥匙不是掌握在我们手上。
And that's that the key is not in our hands.
有一个。守门的他会可能会把门关起来。
There is a gatekeeper who may lock the gate.
他如果把门关起来，就没有人开的。
And if he locks it, then no one can open it.
谁是这个门？掌门的。
Who is the gatekeeper?
我们来看一下启示录第三章。
Let's start at Revelation chapter 3.
启示录第三章。
Revelation chapter 3.
第三章，我们看一下第七节。
Look at chapter 3 verse 7.
启示录的三章七节。
Revelation chapter 3 verse 7.
他说：“你要写信给那腓拉铁腓教会的使者说，那圣洁真实拿着大卫的钥匙，开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开的。”说，好。
Verse 7. And to the angel of the church of Philadelphia write, These things says he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens.
这里说有一个圣洁真实拿着大卫钥匙的。
There's a person who is holy, he's true, and he has the key of David.
那他如果开了就没有人关，他如果关了就没有人开。
If he opens, no one can shut. If he shuts, no one can open.
其实在讲主耶稣基督。
Speaking about Jesus here.
这个福音的门，这个门控制在主的手上。
The control of the gate is in Jesus' hand.
那所以现在这个门如果开着。
So today, if the gate is open,
就没有人把它关起来。
Then no one can close it.
既然如果门开着。
If the gate is open,
我如果努力进入
then if we strive to enter it,
那我就进入这个窄门，我走上这条路，我就成为光明之子，我就得永生
了。We enter the narrow gate, we enter the narrow way, we walk in the light, then we inherit eternal life.
当然，我们说得永生，不是说我现在进入马上就得到。
Of course, it doesn't mean in eternal life means once you enter, immediately you're saved.
因为那永生是一条路。
Instead, eternal life is a road.
当我们今天这个 这个肉体结束以后，
when our physical life ends today，
那个永生是看不见的。
Eternal life is
我们目前用我们肉眼看不见。
It's something we can't see with our physical eyes，
但是用我们的信心是可以望见。
But we can view it with our faith，
那是以后跟神在一起的永远的福气的。
It's an eternal blessing that we'll have with the Lord in the future。
那现在这个门是掌握在主耶稣手上。
So now this gate is in God's control。
现在这个门还开着。
It's still open today。
哦，就没有人把它关起来。我今天如果努力进入，没有人阻挡我，不能进入。
And no one can close it. So today, if I strive to enter it, no one can stop me from entering it.
但是以后会有一个时间。
But there will be a time later.
这个门会关起来。
Or this gate will
be closed. 那如果关起来，就没有人开了。
And if it's closed, then no one can open it.
那表示就没有机会。
It means there's no more opportunity.
今天这个门开着。
Today the gate is open.
为什么？
Why is it open?
因为今天如果我们愿意跟随，我愿意来。就近这个光，
because today if we're willing to follow, if we're willing to draw close to this light,
趁着还有这个光还在，现在还有我还有今天，我要来就近这个光。
While the light is still here, while we still have today to draw near to it,
那么信从这个光，我们就成为光明之子。
And we believe in it, then we will become sons of light.
我们进入这个窄门，
就要 we enter
这个门就要走上这个永生的道路。
And then we will walk onto the path of eternal life.
然后得到这个。创造我们这个神为我们所预备那个将来的归属。
And then we will be able to begin to see the things that God has prepared for us.
今天，主耶稣基督他仍然在世界各地把这个福音的门敞开。
Today Jesus has opened this gate to every corner of the world.
我们今天在各教会里面，我们都看到神带领他属他的人进入这个门。
We see in the churches today that God leads His people into the narrow gate.
我们要求主耶稣把这个门打得更开。
But we need to pray to God to open the gate even further.
就是让这些愿意的人都能够进来。
To allow those who are willing to enter it.
当然，我们说打开是主耶稣说到处把这个门打开，让这个救恩的门很多人都可以看到，能够想要进入。
Of course, what we mean is that God will open the door to everyone in the world so that they can see it and be willing to enter it.
这也是为什么我们今天教会很多的祷告里面都求主耶稣能够打开这个宣道的门。让更多人能够进入这个门，来跟我们一起享受这个恩典。
It's also the reason why that we often pray to God to open the door of evangelism so that more people can see the gospel and hear it and believe.
这也是圣经里面保罗他这样子祈求弟兄姐妹为他祷告。
In fact, it's a prayer that Paul asked the believers to pray for.
在哥罗西书的第四章这样说。
In Colossians chapter 4, it says.
哥罗西书四章的第三节。
Colossians chapter 4, verse 3.
四章三节。
Chapter 4, verse 3.
说也要为我们祷告，求神给我们开传道的门，能以讲基督的奥秘。我为此被捆锁。第四节，叫我按着所该说的话，将这奥秘发明出来。
Verse 3. Meanwhile, praying also for us that God would open to us a door for the word to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in chains. Verse 4. That I may make it manifest as I ought to speak.
求神开传道的门。
To pray to God to open the door of the word.
既然今天我们要趁着这个光还在的时候，要就近这个光，要进入这个窄门。
If today while there's still light, we need to utilize the opportunity to draw near it and to enter it.
我们当然求主耶稣基督能够让更多人来跟我们一起走这条路啊。
Then of course we pray to God to allow other people to walk on the same road with us.
其实神为现在仍然在各地方工作。
God in fact is working with many people throughout the world.
神用他亲自的全能，带领属他的人能够来亲近他的。亲近他的教会，
He uses His power to personally guide people to draw near to His church.
然后归入他这个身体，
so that they can become part of His body.
然后成为他的小羊，
to also become His sheep.
因为耶稣基督就是那个大牧者，
because the Lord Jesus is the good shepherd.
圣经把这些就是我们这些人，把它比喻成那些小羊一样。
The Bible often draws an analogy of us as sheep.
耶稣基督就是那个牧人。
And Jesus as the shepherd.
那今天这个福音的门还开着。
Today this door of gospel is still open.
如果我们愿意来进入就近这个光。
If we're willing to enter into the gate and draw near to the light.
这个窄门。
To enter the narrow gate.
我们仍然会在这条路上享受主耶稣基督的爱跟恩典。
Then we will experience the love and the grace of God on this path.
但是有时候人总是会忘记说我以后再说吧。
A lot of times that we may start to think, well, I'll talk about this later.
我们有一个弟兄啊，他每次在做见证的时候，他讲到这点，就想到他的爸爸。
There's a brother every time he testifies about this, he'll think about his father.
因为他的家庭会来信主，能够进入这个窄门，就是因为他爸爸的原因呢。
And the reason is that the fact that he believes in Jesus and his family has entered the narrow gate is because of his father.
我们这个弟兄，他的家庭经历一个不平安的事情。
This brother's family once entered a period of turmoil in their life.
常常觉得这个家里面好像有这个鬼魂在当中运作。
They would often feel like there was an evil spirit working amongst them, causing disharmony.
家里面进去总是觉得这个阴森森的这样不舒服的感觉。
And it was just always very uncomfortable in their family.
他们觉得说好像这个里面有鬼。
And they just felt it must be a ghost somewhere.
这个是灵的一种感觉了。
This is a spiritual experience that they had.
那他这种感觉是这个弟兄的阿嬷过世以后才发生的。
And they started to have this experience after this brother's grandmother passed away.
那时候他们都还不认识耶稣基督啊。
During that time, none of them knew about Jesus.
他们想说，这个 grandma 本来以前很慈祥的，怎么现在过世之后，怎么感觉上好像很不平安，很让人觉得很恐惧那种感受啊。
And so they thought, well, it's strange. You know, before grandmother passed away, we didn't have this feeling, but once she passed away.We're just terrified and afraid.
他们当然不相信说这个 grandma 会来害他们的哈。
Of course, they didn't believe that the grandma would come back.
但他们就觉得说，好像家里面有一个什么东西在里面这样子，一起住好像很难过。
But they felt that something was living with them, and they were very uncomfortable.
他还到处去求问神啊。
And then so they would go ask many other priests or gods.
他们也去找一些什么看风水来看一看啊。
Or they would try feng shui.
都没有用。
None of it worked.
这样经过了。一段时间哦，生活过得很辛苦。
After a period of time, they live a very difficult life.
有一次，他这个弟兄的爸爸在路上走路的时候，听到耶稣的道理。
One time, this man's father was walking the road and he heard of the gospel.
接到了一张传单。
And he got a flyer.
那个传单介绍耶稣基督。
This pamphlet was introducing who Jesus Christ was.
结果他这个爸爸就把这个传单拿回来，告诉他的家人说：“我们来去信耶稣看看好。”
And so the father came home and brought the pamphlet to his family and said, "Let's go believe in Jesus and see what happens."
那他这个家庭说好啊，那信耶稣啊，我们都去信好了。
And then so the family says, okay, let's do it, let's believe together.
那时候他们在其他的教会里面听到这个福音的。
They heard about the gospel in a different church from ours.
那他们就真的来信耶稣，去信耶稣了。
And they finally and really went to believe in Jesus.
那信耶稣之后，真的他们感觉到这个家庭好像变平安了。
After they believe in Jesus, they started to feel like really there is peace in their family.
就是家里面好像。环境不一样，感觉上比较好受一点了、
啊。It was like the environment changed and they could live a little better.
因为现在知道我们是在拜耶稣基督。
Because they knew they were worshiping Jesus.
有神与我们同在。
There was God with them.
他们就不怕。
And so they weren't afraid.
用唱诗。
They would sing hymns.
祷告。
They prayed.
那就是家里面就变得平安了。
And so there was peace in the family.
可是那时候，他的妈妈啊，他在听道理当中，他看圣经。
But then the mother, when she was listening to sermons and she was reading the Bible, 她
就看到得圣灵的事。
She saw something about receiving the Holy Spirit.
她就跟神求。
And then so she prayed to God.
她求神啊，我现在主耶稣，我现在信你啊。
She said, Jesus, I believe in you now.
你这个圣经里面有水说我可以得圣灵。
And in your Bible, you talk about I can receive the Holy Spirit.
但是我怎么在教会听到当中，我从来没有听过有关圣灵的事。
But why is it that in the church I've never heard anything about this Holy Spirit?
所以她就自己祷告求圣灵。
And so she prayed on her own to pray for the Holy Spirit.
她求圣灵的时候，她竟然得圣灵。
And when she prayed for it, she received.
她可以 speak in tongues.
She began to speak in tongues.
当然她不知道这是什么。
But she didn't know what it was.
那她就跑去找教会的这个。传道人呢、啊、
？And then so she went to her church's preacher and asked.
然后跟他说，可以祷告求圣灵哦。
And she said, well, it seems like the Bible says we can pray for the Holy Spirit.
但当时那个教会的牧师跟他说，没有得圣灵这件事，你圣灵已经住在你心里面了。
But her preacher replied to her and said, oh, there's no such case. When you believe, the Holy Spirit already lives inside you.
现在你已经不需要再讲灵言了。
You don't need to speak in tongues anymore.
反正被那个牧师骂了一顿。
And so she was scolded by the preacher.
结果这个姐妹。就觉得很奇怪啊。
So the sister, she thought something was strange.
因为这是圣经讲的，而且是她的体验呢、啊。
Because the Bible spoke about this and she experienced it herself.
那结果呢？感谢神，神引导她。
Thank God, finally God led her.
后来她一个机会认识了我们教会的一个姐妹。
She later on had the opportunity to meet one of our church sisters.
我们教会姐妹就把这个真主教的道理介绍给她认识。
And our church sister preached to her the gospel in the true Jesus Church.
你到教会来听听看。
Brought her to her church to listen to the sermon.
你的圣灵来听听看，是跟我们一样的，因为他听到他得圣灵很好奇。
And the sister, our church sister said, "Well, come to see if your Holy Spirit is the same as ours."
来到教会祷告。
She came to our church to pray.
她祷告， 跟我们一样。
Her prayer was the same as ours.
然后她听到我们的道理，哇，就很喜欢。
And when she heard our gospel, she liked it very much.
她就好像那一只迷失的羊。
It was as though she was a lost sheep.
主耶稣把她带进来。
And Jesus brought her home.
那因为这个妈妈她这个体验。
Because this mother had this experience.
我们这位弟兄，他跟着妈妈就进了教会里面祷告。
Then her son also came with the mother to pray in the church.
后来他这个全家。除了他的这个父亲以外，全家都在真耶稣教里面受洗。
Eventually, aside from the man's father, they were all baptized in the true Jesus
Church. 因为他觉得他们现在已经找到这条路进入这个窄门。
Because they felt like they finally found the narrow way and they entered the narrow gate.
因为这条路，主耶稣已经讲了要遵行天父旨意。
Jesus already said to enter this narrow gate, you have to keep the will of the Father.
他在教会查考发现说，对啊。圣经讲的，我们应该照着做。
And then, so when they came to study the Bible, they said, "Yes, we should do the will of the Father."
他就检讨他以前的过去。
And then, so they reflected on their past.
为什么圣经说安息日我不遵守
？And they wondered why does the Bible say we should keep the Sabbath?
所以他现在想一想，对啊，这条路是主耶稣讲的，我们应该照着做。所以他毅然决然接受洗礼。
And so after studying, they thought, "Yes, this is the will of the Father. We need to keep it." And so they were baptized.
那当然，我们进入这个窄门就要照主耶稣的话做喽。
Now, of course, when you enter the narrow gate, you need to do according to the will of the Father.
我们这位弟兄的父亲说。
The brother's father said,
我现在还年轻,
I'm still young.
我不知道我不能够走到底。
I don't know if I can walk to the very end.
你们先去。
You guys go first.
你们跟妈妈先去洗。
You go get baptized with your mother first.
我以后等我退休以后再来。
After I retire, then I'll come follow with you guys.
因为我怕我走，等下走不完。
Because I'm afraid that I can't make it to the
end. 那就不好了。
And so that's not
good. 所以呢，你们去洗之后哈，这样子，主耶稣保守，应该也没问题，我可以以后再来啊。
So you guys get baptized first, you'll have Jesus protecting you, and I'll follow later.
他就真的想哦。
That's exactly what he said.
大概两三年之后。
Two, three years later.
他也是常常来教会聚会听道理啊。
He often came to attend service with us and listen to the gospel.
有一次他出门。
One day when he went out,
就在路上发生了一个车祸。
He got in a car accident.
被一辆卡车撞了。
And he was hit by a tractor trailer.
就这样子去了。
And he died.
没有机会。
He didn't have any more
opportunities after that. 他不知道他自己是不是能够走到底。
He himself didn't know whether he could make it to the end.
因为他是认为说靠他自己当然走不到啊。
He thought that relying on himself, he couldn't make it.
其实他因为他道理他没有听明白。
But the problem was he didn't understand the gospel.
这个遵循天父旨意似乎很难。
Yes, it's difficult to keep the will of the Father.
但是主耶稣知道我们的困难。
But Jesus knows our difficulty.
他应许要给我们圣灵帮助我们可以走到底。
He promises to give us the Holy Spirit to help us walk to the end.
如果我们今天下定决心要跟从他。
If today we determine to follow the Lord.
他怎么会让我们就这样跑出去呢？
Then how will he so easily allow us to walk astray?
我们都已经曾经用暴力的方式把这条路这个东西把它夺过来了。
Because we've already taken this by force.
他当然不会让我们轻易的跑掉。
Then of course he won't easily allow us to be lost.
主耶稣基督应许要给我们圣灵帮助我们能够走到底。
Jesus promises to give us the Holy Spirit to walk to the end.
帮助圣灵帮助我们更新我们内心，让我们成为新人，能够克服情欲，顺服圣灵走入永生。
To give us the Holy Spirit to allow us to be renewed, to revive ourselves, and determined to walk to the
end. 所以他那时候他没有不了解这个道理。
And so this man at the time he didn't understand this teaching.
所以他认为说等到我要老的时候再来吧。
And then so he thought to himself, wait till I'm older and retired.
但是哪知道他其实没办法活到老。
But who knew that he would never live to be older?
那所以这个弟兄他每次讲到他的父亲的时候就非常的遗憾。
So every time this brother testifies and thinks of his father, he feels very regretful.
只能说以后求主怜悯了。
And how can you always say, "Oh, I will wait till later for God's grace"?
但是这个时候已经没有任何人有把握了。
But at that time, who has any control over the future?
所以今日我们要趁着这个福音的门还开着。
So today, while the door of the gospel is still open, we need to take opportunity.
因为我们还可以自由的决定说我要受洗，我要进入这个门。
Because we still have the freedom and ability to decide whether to enter the gate or not.
主耶稣在世界各地仍然应用他的全能哦。把这个福音的门打开，让属他的人能够进入。
Lord Jesus is willing to use His power throughout the world to allow more people to enter the narrow gate.
小烈前上一个月到非洲去。
Last month I went to Africa.
去了一个国家叫 Togo， 叫多哥。
I went to a country called Togo.
那这个西非的这个小国啊。
It's a small country on the western coast of Africa.
在加纳的东边。
It's on the east side of Ghana.
是讲法文的。
They speak French there.
那加纳是讲英文的。我们教会在那边1985年就建立了。
Ghana is an English-speaking country. We established a church there in 1985.
那隔壁这个国家是讲法文。
But the neighboring country Togo spoke French.
我们教会怎么传进去的
？How did we preach the gospel there?
因为两国基本上讲不同
It's two different countries that speak two different languages.
那因为我们教会本身目前在西非里面，并没有什么人可以真的会讲法文，然后去也没有想到说，因为加拿大都传不完了，怎么想到说我怎么去传到Togo去呢？
And the problem also is that there are very few people in our church who can speak French, so we never thought about being able to preach to a French-speaking country.
但是三年前哦，神就把这个门打开。
But 3 years ago, God opened this door of the gospel.
神现在还在开门，到处开门呢。
And God is still opening many doors and opportunities.
表示说现在的福音的门还是开着。
This means that the gospel of salvation is still open.
还有很多那属于主的人，主耶稣都把他救进来。
And there's still many people who belong to the Lord whom God is calling to enter.
他怎么开的？
How did God open this door?
2005年的时候，我们有个在加拿大一个传道。
2005, we had a preacher.
他被调到Togo边界的一个教会去负担那个教会。
And he was located to a church in Ghana near the border of Togo.
他在那个教会被调去的时候，他就在想说：“主啊，我现在来到这个地方，到底我要去哪里传福音？我要做什么？求你指示我，带领我的工作。”
When he was located to this church, he prayed to God, saying, "God, I don't know how to preach the gospel or where to preach. Please guide me."
他就禁食祷告。
And so he fasted and prayed.
那祷告。祷告，进行祷告当中，有一天主耶稣给他做一个梦。
When he was fasting, one day Jesus gave him a dream.
那这个梦是，他梦到他在梦里面，他对着一群人在讲传福音呢。
And in his dream, he saw that he was preaching to a large crowd of people.
那这一群人他都不认识的。
And he didn't recognize anyone in the crowd.
那在他传福音，在他这个梦里面，在他的旁边站了一个人呢。
And then in his dream, standing beside him was another man.
那因为他在讲嘛，哈，他在跟大家讲道理了。
And because he was the one preaching a sermon to all the people.
旁边这个人就跟他指的当中一个人说，哈，那个人叫做 Richard.
And then the person standing next to him would point to someone in the crowd and tell him, "Oh, this guy's name is Richard."
你去传福音给他。
Go preach the gospel to this man.
然后他就跟他说，我不认识他。
And then he would say, "Well, I don't know him."
我不知道他是谁，我怎么跟他传福音
？I don't know who he is. How can I preach to him?
叫 Richard 这个人，这么名字这么多人。
And there's so many people who may be called Richard.
啊，结果这个时候站在旁边这个人就跟他指的其中里面另外一个弟兄。
Then the man standing next to the preacher would point to another person in the crowd and say,
他就看到那个弟兄。
And then he would look at that person.
那个弟兄是他认识的。
And this is someone he knew.
是我们教会当地教会的一个弟兄。
It was a church brother of the local church.
这个旁边这个人就跟他说，你去找他，你就会认识他这样。
And then the man next to the preacher said, "Go find this church brother, and then you will know that man Richard."
然后他的梦就醒了。
And then the dream ended.
那这个梦醒了以后，他就赶快去找这个弟兄。
And so after the dream ended, he actually went to go find this church brother.
他就跟这个弟兄问说：“你认不认识一个人叫做 Richard 这个人呢
？”And he went to the church brother and said, "Do you know a man named Richard?"
他说：“我认识啊，我知道有一个人，他 last name 叫做 Richard， 不是 first name， 是 last name。
”He says, "Oh yes, I know someone whose last name is Richard."
但是他是住在 Togo。
But he lives in Togo.
他讲法文。
He speaks French.
他是一个年纪大的老人。
He's an older man.
他是一个非常有钱的人。
But he's very wealthy.
那结果。传道就跟他说：“你带我去认识他。”
And the preacher said, "Well, take me. I want to meet him."
他就把他这个梦里面的情景都告诉他。
And so the preacher told the church brother his dream.
他说：“这是神，好像神要我去把这个福音传给他的。”
And the preacher said, "It seems like God wants me to preach to this man."
不过他说住在 Togo 很远哦。
But the church brother said, "Well, Togo is kind of far away."
那没关系，我们去。
The preacher said, "No problem. Let's go."
传道就跟这个弟兄坐了6个小时的车，过了边界去找那个人。
And so they drove 6 hours across the border and went to find this man.
直接去他们家敲门哦。
And they went to his house and they knocked on the door.
就跟他自我介绍。
And introduced himself.
因为本来这个弟兄就认识这个 Richard 这个人。
Because the church member knew the man Richard.
然后就介绍哦，我是真耶稣教会的传道。
And then introduced the preacher and said, "Oh, I'm a preacher of Jesus Church."
神指示我来传福音给你。
God has directed me to preach the gospel to you.
结果这个时候，这个 Richard 怎么说，你知道吗
？And you know what Richard said?
他说：“对，我就是在祷告主耶稣，求主耶稣让我认识那个真道理。”
He says, "Yes, I've been praying to God to say, 'God, allow me to know the truth.'"
为什么？因为这个 Richard 是一个非常虔诚的一个基督徒。
It's because Richard was a very devout Christian.
但是他属于另外一个教会的信徒。
But he belonged to another church.
他甚至把他自己一个家庭。一个家，把它奉献出来给他的教会做聚会的地方。
He even donated one of his houses as a worship place for that church.
那个教会是守安息日的。
That church was a Sabbath-keeping church.
但是旧约的安息日。
But they kept the Sabbath according to the Old Testament.
非常的繁琐，而且很不自由的安息日。
It was a very limited Sabbath, very legalistic.
那时候他就觉得，这个 道理看圣经看一看，好像觉得不太对。
And so Richard, when he studied the Bible, said, "Well, something's not quite right with this type of worship."
他就跟神祷告。
And so he prayed to God.
主啊，求你让我认识，真的能够认识这个真理，能够找到你的教会。
God, allow me to truly come to know your truth, to find your true church.
他就这样祷告。
That's how he prayed.
这个道理就这样来到他的家。
And that's how the gospel was preached to his house.
然后就这样子跟传道士就跟他介绍我们教会的道理。
And then so the preacher introduced our gospel to him.
安息日。
The Sabbath.
洗礼
Baptism,
圣灵
Holy Spirit,
就把我们的基本教义讲给他听了
explained to him our basic beliefs.
第一次就大概待了一个小时
They stayed there about 1 hour the first time.
自我介绍大家知道说现在你们的信仰我们的信仰这样之后他们就走了
After they kind of understood each other's faith, then the preacher and the brother left.
四个月之后再回来
4 months later they came back.
就把我们的道理介绍更清楚在那边住了一个礼拜
They stayed there for a week to go more in depth in our gospel.
再过四个月再过去一次
Four months,later, they also went back again.
住了两个礼拜。
They stayed 2 weeks.
越住越久。
Every time they went, they would stay longer and longer.
道理越来越多。
Because there was more and more gospel.
要让他们了解这个道理是真还假的。
Because they wanted them to understand whether this was true or not.
最后，这个 Richard 他让我们的传道对他的信徒传福音。
At the very end, this man Richard allowed our preacher to preach to their congregation.
然后就祷告。
And so then they prayed.
就有人得圣灵了
and someone received the Holy Spirit.
得圣灵跟我们一样
They received the Holy Spirit just like we do.
Speak in tongues.
They spoke in tongues.
那结果从2008年的时候，二月的时候就有人受洗。
2008 February, someone was baptized.
到现在为止，教会有22个信徒在那边开始聚会。
And to now, they have over 22 members they're worshiping.
他把他原来的教会把他转成真耶稣教会。
This man Richard converted his old church into True Jesus Church.
原来他的家人里面有一部分也跟着他来到真耶稣教会里面来体验神的恩典。
And a portion of his family also went with him to True Jesus Church to experience God's grace.
就这样子，福音就传到这个地方去了。
This is how the gospel was preached to this land.
怎么去的
？How was it done?
神自己开门去的。
Because God opened the door himself.
神知道谁是属他的。
God knows who belongs to him.
他就感动他的工人。
And he moves his workers.
他就回应这些虔诚的祷告
，and he will remember the prayer of the devout，
让那属神的人最后进入神的羊圈里面、哦、
，so that God's sheep will enter into his fold。
这次进到他家里面，就跟他一起查道理。
And so when they entered his house, they studied the Bible。
是一个谦卑的人
，he's a humble man。
真的也是渴慕道理的人
，and he desires the gospel。
他将我们所带去的这些教会的书刊呢，彻夜看完了。
When I went to visit him, I brought with me a lot of church literature. He would stay up day and night to read it.
他就觉得说这个道理这么好，以前怎么都不知道。
He would say this gospel is so good. How come I never knew about it in the past?
就是神的福音的门这个时候打开。
That's when the gospel door of the gospel was opened.
带他进到这个属神的真教会来。
So that he entered into the church that belonged to God.
所以现在福音的门还是开着。
So today the gospel is still open.
神在各处还在工作。
God's still working throughout the world.
我们就要趁着还有今天。进入这个窄门。
While there's still today, we need to enter the narrow gate.
那么一起来领受这个主耶稣应许给我们的福气。
So that we can enjoy the promised blessing together.
因为这个窄门最后要让我们得救进天国。
Because in the very end, this narrow gate will lead us to heaven.
最后我们来看提摩太前书第四章。提摩太后书第四章。
Lastly, look at 2 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书第四章。
2 Timothy chapter 4.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
提摩太后书四章十八节。
2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 18.
十八节说：“主必救我脱离诸般的凶恶，也必救我进入他的天国。愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远。”阿门。
18. And the Lord will deliver me from every evil work and preserve me for His heavenly kingdom. To Him be glory forever and ever. Amen.
这里传道者他这样子很肯定的说：“主必救我进他的天国。”
The preacher here says very certainly that God will preserve him from every evil work.
今天我们每个人如果能够趁着还有今天。彼此相劝。
Today, if we have the opportunity while it's still today to encourage each other,
我们趁着还有今天，努力进入这个窄门。
While it's still today, we strive to enter the narrow gate.
我们最后能够进入神所为我们预备的这个天国。
Then in the end, we'll enter into the place prepared for us, the heavenly kingdom.
在那里，我们将要亲眼见到神的荣耀。
And there, we will see God's glory with our own eyes.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May the Lord God help us all.
我们再唱诗。
Let's sing him.
210首。
Hymn 210.